I Can't Believe It's News.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
All right, well, for the kiddies, you don't want to cover their ears here, because this is a story that's... how many fallen idol stories can we take this year, Brad? It's one after another after another. And this one comes to us from a town in Pennsylvania. Not only did the mayor get busted hiring a prostitute, but so did Santa Claus from Canton, PA.
Oh, I read about the mayor.
John Vineski. He's been mayor since 2010. Well known by everybody because, you know, he's had the gig for the last 7 years or so. Said one longtime resident, every time I see him, he gives me a hug.
That's how the mayor rolls. Well, press the flesh.
The 60-year-old mayor has been pressing a lot of flesh there. He was arrested and charged with patronizing a prostitute, solicited a woman on Craigslist, paid her $300. Police found the mayor with a woman in early November after they were called to his home for some kind of disturbance.
There's certain things Mrs. Claus won't do.
Not only is he the mayor, but he's also the town's longtime Santa Claus. For more than 3 decades, he would dress up as the town's Santa Claus, and he was in the parades, and he was at the parties, and all that kind of, going into the schools, and all that kind of stuff. So he's been nixed from those duties this year.
But don't tell me that one of your favorite things about Christmas is Santa's little helpers, you know. I mean, you kind of like that.
Have you seen the Bad Santa movie yet?
Bits and pieces.
Yeah, you need that. That's a good one. You haven't seen it in its entirety?
Not its entirety.
That's a good one.
Yeah. How about this one? A Welsh IT worker has lost a hard drive that contains upwards of $74 million worth of bitcoins, the cryptocurrency that is catching on fire right now. James Howell is a guy that took apart his, you know, he got into this Bitcoin deal back in 2013. Well, even before that. But he had the Bitcoin stored on his computer. Well, he went to break down the computer, and he was going to reboot it all, but he kept the hard drive. And then eventually, he threw the other pieces of the computer away, and then one day when he was cleaning out, he accidentally threw away the hard drive. And he said, I mined 7,500 bitcoins that I saved in my wallet file on my hard drive. After I'd stopped mining, the laptop I had used had broken parts and whatever, and I sold it on eBay. We threw away the hard drive in 2013. And even then, it was worth a couple $100,000 with these bitcoins. But since it's gone up, the other day, the bitcoin surged up. It ballooned to its highest value ever. And they say now it's worth about $74 million. He thinks he'll be able to find this hard drive. He has petitioned the landfill to let him look for it. And he says, I can pinpoint the laptop's location by estimating the depth based on the date it was thrown away. And this is 4 years ago, and he still thinks he can get out to this landfill and find. He goes, it's going to turn into a treasure hunt. The higher this goes up, there's going to be more people looking for it.
I don't understand any of this Bitcoin business, but if you've got, how much it worth?
$74 million.
$74 million.
Even
if
more.
You got $74 million in currency, when I buy the new Bananarama CD, iTunes asks me if I want to back that up into the cloud. If you got $74 million and you're not putting that up in the cloud, what the hell's wrong with you, man?
Dude, you got the Bananarama CD?
That's what the cloud is all about.
Make me a copy.
Okay. Some guys in a village in Ireland say they are getting the benefit of Viagra without ever taking Viagra because the Viagra factory is nearby to this town where they make the Viagra. Villagers claim that their proximity to the plant and its love fumes.
Oh, it's fumes.
Yes, the smell from the, you know, whatever comes out of the smokestacks there has been giving the guys.
What do those smokestacks look like?
Not only the guys, but the dogs enormous powers, says one barmaid, Debbie O'Grady.
Horny dog.
This story comes to us from Ireland. Barmaid Debbie O'Grady says, one whiff and you're stiff. We've been getting the love fumes for years now for free. Now, Pfizer says in a statement that the stiff whiff is nothing more than an amusing myth. Our manufacturing processes, they say, have always been highly sophisticated as well as highly regulated, but according to the townsfolk, don't believe it. They say not only is it our guys, but they say the local dogs walk around in a state of sexual excitement at all times.
Hey, honey, you want to jump in the car and drive out towards the factory? Park out by the factory?
Yes. So that is one of the... I wonder if that drives up the price of real estate in this town. Well, now I know why I go to the bathroom three or four times a night. At times, I used to think it was because I was old, but we got the Flomax factory that's right next door to the house.
I thought you were going to say it was leaking into the water system or something like that, and they had hard water.
Yeah. Water. We need a water softener at our place here in Ireland.